Good day, and welcome to Talking Faith with Pastor Ellis O. Henderson. This is our inaugural podcast on September the 8th, 2022. And I have today as my first guest, my mother, Jacqueline Davis. She is an elder at the Way of the Lord. And talking faith is something I used to do with my grandmother. And so God gave me this as a way to share the word, but more importantly, to get the word out to others from a different perspective. And so for the next few moments, I'm going to be interviewing or talking to my mother in regards to her faith walk and how she became to be a Christian. So, Mom, Jackie, Sister Davis, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm great, actually.
Good. So I know this is our second time doing this. I know we did the last month at the dry run. And so I want to welcome you. I want to thank you. And I want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and talk about who you are in your own words.
My name is Jackie Davis.
Where are you from?
I'm from Lexington, Virginia. I moved, not just me, my husband and I moved down here about maybe 10 or 11 years ago. And my husband passed about 5 months ago in February. And so I have been here ever since.
Amen. So when did you get saved? When did you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I was 40 years old.
You were 40 years old.
I was 40 years old.
And how old are you now?
72.
And so what led you to get saved?
Well, I just got tired of being tired. Because sometimes you just get tired of just doing the same old thing and none of it is working. So I just felt that I would try to test God up.
So, did someone lead you to Christ? Did someone evangelize you? Where did you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Were you in church? Let's be more specific. Okay. Because keep in mind that you're talking to people who don't know you. They don't know your story. They've never met you. So you have to be very specific about what you share. But more importantly, you have to be very clear about how God or what led you to get saved. You know, what circumstance, what situations happened that day that you say, you know what, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I want to go down this path. So what specific incident, what person influenced you? That's what I'm asking.
I had a couple people to influence me. I guess the first person was my mother. Because she was the one that I was able to look at and see how God had changed her life. And I thought that if he could do that for my mother, then he could surely do it for me. And when I got saved, I was in church at Gospel Way Church in Lexington, Virginia. And the pastor, if I remember correctly, had asked who is it that was saved or who wanted to be saved. And so I raised my hand up and I just felt the warmness of God's Spirit and letting me know that this was what I needed to do.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So once you got saved, when did your life begin to change?
I wish I could say immediately, but no, it didn't. It took a while because in changing, you've got to make the change yourself. You can't just think that God is going to come down and take your hand, which is what my mom always said. I've got to make it up in my mind that I want to change and just do things differently.
So what scripture did you use, or what scripture guided you on your path?
a lot of times I read Psalms 27, that God is the strength of my life. God is the strength of my life. Who can I fear?
So Psalms 27 says, the Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, if they stumble, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And so one of my favorite aspects of this scripture says in verse 27:13, it says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. It says, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord. So what part of this scripture speaks to you?
That when I go through, that he is my light. Because sometimes when you go through darkness, you have to look towards the light. You have to look to know that God is going to be there to help you, to strengthen you, to give you peace. So that has helped me along the way.
So you have been saved for, what, 32 years?
Thereabouts, yes.
Yeah, 32 years. And so, I mean, why didn't you do it sooner?
I guess I was stubborn. And I didn't feel like I needed a change. Because I thought that I was liking what I was doing, and I just didn't want to.
Yeah, I think that's common among most of us. Is you know, it's not like, you know, accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is something that we're necessarily taught. So I think all of us go through some stubbornness. One, because we don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Two, we have not had great models, great examples of faith. And so what have been, or who has been some of the models of faith that have kept you encouraged to walk in your faith?
Well, I have to say you, son, because I've seen how you have gone through and have gotten up, because I can see that God has pulled you up out of that pit, I guess I could say. And even though you've gone through to get through, you are still able to trust in God.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and first of all, I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, my faith journey has always gone against the grain. I think everyone's looks different, but my faith journey looks like not quitting. My faith journey looks like not giving up. And I've never seen you give up. I never saw you quit. I didn't see Gramps quit. I mean, I just didn't see people around me quit. I recall me playing football as a kid, and I quit right in the middle of the game. And I remember you were so angry with me. You were so angry with me because of how I quit. And you said, I didn't raise you to be a quitter. I didn't raise you to be a quitter. And if I had been there, Ellis, you would never have did that. And you were just so disappointed and upset with me. So to me, faith is not quitting. Yeah. Faith is fighting, persevering, determination. But I also realized, too, a part of faith that I did not know is being able to see your destination. You know, it's like I'm walking in faith, I'm trusting God, but if I can't see the destination in which I'm going, then it's much tougher to walk. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. And so a part of what Abraham did over in Romans chapter 3, I think verses 23, maybe it's Romans 4, 17, I believe. He talks about how he became the father of many nations because he was speaking things into existence that was not into existence. Like, speak those things as though they were. So faith is speaking those things as though they were. Faith is being able to, you know, create an image of what God has promised you. And though you're not, you don't have that, or you're not where you would like to be, faith is moving in that direction with that image as evidence of God's promise.
Yes.
And so Abraham was given a promise. He was given a promise that he was going to be the father of the nation of Israel. And so though he couldn't fathom them, he had to see that. And so my faith growing up was seeing my grandmother walk to work, was seeing you work, was seeing you come back and seeing my grandmother come back or my family come back. And so at the end of the day, that's all I know is not giving up. It's not quitting. It's holding on. It's fighting. Though I want to give up oftentimes and I feel like it, something inside of me won't allow me to give up because as a child, I never saw you give up, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And also, I think, too, God's arm is not so short that it won't reach us to help us, to keep us going on the path that he has laid out for us. I mean, because he gives us the endurance and the, I guess I could say, the oomph. You know, just keeping on.
Right.
Because if you stop, it's like if you stop, you got to start over again.
Right. Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And what I would like to do is just take a little small break for a commercial break, and then we will come back and finish up this conversation. And this is Talking Faith with Pastor Ellis Henderson. And I am having as my first guest in our inaugural show is my mother, Jackie Davis. So thank you all very much for tuning in, and we'll be back in a few seconds. Give us 30 seconds, all right? God bless you. And this is Hope Durst, Sing My Way Through. Okay, family, we are back on Talking Faith with Pastor Ellis Henderson, and I have today as my guest, I'm Jackie Davis, who is my mother, and we just finished our first segment, and this is going to our second segment, and we're going to be talking now about a little more practicality of faith, amen? Paul advised Timothy to set an example, to show the people in five areas of what faith looks like. Over in 1 Timothy 4 and 12. And Paul encouraged Timothy to set an example for the believers in speech, life, love, faith, and purity. With that being said, Sister Davis, how can you set an example of speech, life, and love, and faith on behalf for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren? Let me read this. You know, it says, Paul warned Timothy that he would encounter many hardships because he was a young pastor. There would be times that the older people would not listen to him, primarily because of his age. Paul advised Timothy to set an example to show the people in five areas: speech, life, faith, and purity. So my question to you is, what example would you like to establish in these five areas for others to grow closer in God? So you can choose one: speech, life, love, faith, and purity.
I would like to choose love, because when you give love, you're hoping that you will receive love. Now, in regards to love, I mean, it gives me peace, it gives me understanding, and it keeps me from not being so angry, I guess I could use that word. Because sometimes, you know, you may be angry, like if you go into the bank and you're having to wait in line for 15, 20 minutes and you only have that one cashier. Rather than get angry, I try to focus on what God would do in regards to my anger. So rather than get angry with the cashier, I just started focusing on things that I may read in the Bible, things that, like my family.
What scripture? And you say things. Well, I mean, what scripture have you read that you pull on?
I can go to Ephesians.
Where in Ephesians? Keep in mind, people don't know what you're talking about. You got to give them an exact scripture.
Ephesians 6 and 10. Put in on the whole armor of God. I've got to put on God's strength. I've got to put on God's kindness.
So how has that helped you when you're dealing with hardships? How does it help you putting on the whole armor of God when you're dealing with hardships? I mean, you're 72. You're 72. But for someone who, when you was 40 years old, were you doing that for 40 years old?
No.
Why not?
I didn't know to.
Gotcha. So how long did it take you to understand that and to know that?
Well, it took me up until now, I guess I could say, over 30 years. And so one thing you with me, you have to get into the Word. You got to read. You got to understand it. You got to get some kind of clarity in order for you to know what to do. You got to pray.
So you're saying it took you 32 years to get to a place of understanding that a part of your faith walk was to apply the whole armor of God and to walk in love.
Yeah.
So up until that time, what were you being taught?
Again, a lot of times, when you can hear a person, you can talk to a person and hear a person, but don't take it seriously.
So you sat in churches for however many years, and you wasn't receiving the Word, you didn't understand the Word, you wasn't applying the Word.
I wasn't receiving it.
Was it
I didn't get clarity on it.
Was it that you didn't understand?
A lot of it.
Okay.
And then sometimes I wasn't reading the Word in order for me to understand, or I wasn't praying as often as I should.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, You've been in church. I mean, how many churches have you been a part of?
Actually, just two.
What two?
Gospel Way Church. I did go to the Baptist Church a couple of times, but the main one was Gospel Way Church of Christ and the Way of the Lord, which is here.
Okay. So what kind of experience have you had with the Holy Spirit?
It has calmness for me. It just makes me feel good inside, warm, comforting.
Okay. So, I mean, what other experiences have you had with the Holy Spirit in terms of of you, you were, you know, the Holy Spirit speaking to you, giving you instructions, guiding you, empowering you?
Well, I've learned one thing. Whenever the Holy Spirit speaks to me, it's clear and it tells me what to do. And with me, if I'm told what to do, I got to do it right then. I don't wait. Okay. I act on it quick.
Gotcha. So, what about your prayer life? How do you pray? Do you have a format that you use to pray? Have you been taught how to pray? Because prayer is a huge aspect of faith. And oftentimes individuals have no faith because they don't know how to pray. Mm-hmm. And so how do you pray? What format have you been taught regarding prayer? And how has that helped you in your faith walk?
I use the ACTS model, the
acknowledge, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication.
Right. So, first I acknowledge God. I confess my sins. I thank Him for what He's done. And then I...
Supplication. Supplication is when you're asking God for what you're praying about.
Right.
And the whole notion is by the time you acknowledge God and who God is and His greatness, you confess your sins, you thank God for what you have. Oftentimes we have very little to ask God of or to God to do anything. Mm-hmm. Because what we don't understand in regards to prayer and faith is that we're praying for what has already occurred, mm-hmm. what has already done, and that is by faith. So we're believing, I'm praying for my healing, but I've already been healed, but now I have to faithfully walk towards my healing. This is why I talked about over in Psalms 23, you know, yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I should fear no evil because your rod and your staff are protecting me. And so our faith means we have to walk through some shadows. We have to walk through some difficult circumstances. We have to walk through some hardships. And as we're walking through the hardships, you know, the valley of the shadow of death, you know, we're praying, we're speaking God's word, but we're acknowledging God, we're giving thanks to God, and we're glorifying God the entire way. And that's what faith looks like. It looks like acknowledgement. It looks like confession. It looks like thanking God. And it looks like asking God to give me additional strength to get to where you promised me. And so oftentimes we have not been taught properly what faith is. And so when you go over to Acts, you know, the book of Acts, you're able to see, you know, examples of faith. And so as born again believers in this age in which we're living in now, we should be, you know, taking from those biblical examples and apply them to our life, because their example of faith is no greater than our example of faith. And the same way that we are mimicking their examples and mimicking their faith, hopefully, prayerfully, someone will do the same for us. So this is why we have to live a life that is worthy of Christ. We have to live a life that is worthy to be followed. We have to live a better life in speech. We have to live a better life in action. We have to live a better life in love and faith and purity so that can be imitated. Because, you know, you may mention earlier that, you know, your mother, my grandmother, was a great example of faith. So, you know, oftentimes we're mimicking those who have been an example of faith. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. And so we have to be able to discern, to detect, and to test to make sure that the example that's before us is a godly example or an ungodly example. Because as we know, God is a God of love. And all the fruit of the Spirit that are listed over in Galatians 5, beginning in verse 23, those are the attributes and characteristics of God that we should always be moving towards, right? In faith.
Right.
I'm moving towards love and faith. I'm moving towards peace and faith and patience and gentleness and kindness and self-control. All this is done in faith. So faith is a movement. It's an action. And so just like you move from Lexington to Richmond, that was a faith move. So every time that we're moving in faith. And we don't oftentimes understand this, nor do we realize that people are really mimicking or watching us as we move. And so this is why we have to always, as you indicated, have on the whole armor of God, prepared and ready to share the faith. We have to be warmer in sharing the faith, being quicker to communicate, to articulate, to sharing God's word. And if we don't have a scripture, we can share a smile. We can say, hey, how you doing? How's your day? God bless you. You know, that's how we share the faith. That's how we share our faith journey.
And also I can add to that, I know a lot of times you may have some people that may not read the Bible. Well, if they don't read the Bible, they can surely read you, depending on how you act, what they see. So they want to be able to know that God is in you. So therefore, we've got to continue to walk that path that God has given us and know that God is our strength, and that we have to believe that what is said is going to happen.
And I think that we have to understand that we cannot grow in our faith if we don't have any trials and tribulations. That's how you strengthen your faith. That's how you become sharp in your trials and tribulations. Like, faith doesn't occur. You don't get strong in faith if you don't have anything that's not going to challenge your faith. Right. So the life in this world is going to challenge our faith. And our responsibility is to hold on, trust in God's word, and utilize the scriptures. You know, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. That's a faith scripture. No matter what it looks like, faith says that all things work together for the good. That's what faith says. Faith says nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's a faith statement. And when we understand that, that hopefully calms our emotions. And, you know, because the scripture also says be anxious for nothing. So anytime that our anxiousness, our worry, or our panic is starting to rise up in us, we have to speak God's word to counter that fleshly movement. So I feel nervous. What does God's word say? Be anxious for nothing. God's word says lean not to your own understanding. In both Proverbs 3 and 5. God's word also says, I just stated, you know, all things work together for the good, or I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that is a part of the sharing of the faith that can hopefully strengthen us and strengthen somebody else.
And also, sometimes you may pray for something. It may happen overnight, and it may take longer. Because sometimes you think, it's not living in faith. It's not a microwave process. I mean, it's not going to work so quick. It takes time. So you got to be patient and obedient and prayerful in order for you to get what God has promised you.
Amen. 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 So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, our final segment is called Speak Your Truth. And Speak Your Truth is a segment in which my mother will just share her truth with us as she so needs or so feels free to do that. Okay. And so we have another commercial that's coming up, and I'm going to be playing another song. Her name is Darren Bellow. It's called Holy Spirit Come. So we'll be right back after this brief commercial break and some great music by Darren Bellow.
Somebody left you in
We are back talking faith with Pastor Ellis O. Henderson. I have today as my guest my mother and Jackie Davis, and we've been talking about her faith journey and how she's utilized scripture to get to where she is, to endure. And so our last segment is Speak Your Truth. And this is the opportunity in which my guests can just speak their truth. They can share whatever they would like to share to others to make sure that others know that God is real and that God's word is real. And so, with that being said, Mom, what would you say to your younger self? What truth would you speak to your younger self when you was 40 years old?
I wish that I had chose God before I chose friends. Because for me, knowing who God is now, with God being my strength, and He has given me peace, I wished I had chose Him, because friends can turn their back on you, and God hasn't ever turned His back on me. He has kept me on the forefront, and He has just given me life.
So is it that your friends turned their back on you, or is it that God separated you from them?
Oh, I guess a little bit of both. And what I mean by that, God did separate me from my friends. Because sometimes your friends may not want to go the avenue that you go on. Sometimes your friend may not want God in their life.
So how would you choose God before you chose friends?
I would be able to listen and hear what He says rather than to go the wrong route. I mean, He may, my friend may say, well, let's go and I don't want to say steal. Let's just go to smoke, drink, or whatever the case may be.
So what I hear you saying is that you would put God first.
Yes.
And that you would put God first. And you would rely on God to help you to make better choices in your life.
Exactly.
Whether it was regard to choosing friends, choosing mates, choosing employment opportunities, just overall, you wish you had the knowledge and wisdom that you have now that you did not have when you were a teenager in your 20s and
30s.
Right. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that God has already ordered our steps, and it's always easy to look back in hindsight at what was not versus looking back in faith at how God moved. Because the fact of the matter is we didn't know anything. And I just don't think we could make better choices when we didn't have the information that we had. Yeah. And so, what would you share with your grandchildren?
To just always keep God first and keep God in your heart, because to me, that's the most important thing. Don't give your heart away to anyone. Because God wants your heart first.
Amen. Amen. I think that's it. That is it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you for being my first guest. I appreciate what you have shared. I hope it has blessed you, Shannon. And I pray that someone else is blessed as a result of it. What I heard last, what my mom said, is that do not give your heart to anyone but God. God is the only one qualified and capable of having our hearts. God wants our hearts. Do not give your hearts to people. Do not give your hearts to things. Only give your heart to God. Amen. We thank you for tuning in. I praise God for this conversation. And I want to close out just with a prayer. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you for who you are, for what you've done. God, I pray that this message, this conversation, this talk would reach those who have a desire to be reached. God, we thank you for what you're doing in our life. God, continue to order our steps and move us in the direction you would have us to be. And may talking faith become a conversation that people are having in their homes, not just as a podcast, but what we do as mothers and fathers in our home with our children and our children's children to pass this faith along. So talking faith is a mechanism that God has given me to help others to do this with their children, to talk faith with them, so that they will know that Jesus Christ is Lord, so that they know that God is a God of miracles, so they know that God will provide, because we won't rely on God if we don't know about God. So share the word, talk about God, and may you be equipped to believe, to live free in Christ. Get a chance, check us out at the Way of the Lord Fellowship at www.twotl.org. If you feel so led to give, to sow a seed into our ministry, you can do that via Cash App and money sign TWOTL05, or you can do it at our website as well. And so we thank you for tuning in. Please continue to keep us in prayer and continue to support us. And we thank the Black Talk Network for allowing us to have our podcast hosted there. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you for my mom for tuning in, and thank you for my producer, TG. All right. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Take care. That's a song I want to play.